The report from Indonesia's National Transport Safety Committee issued Monday says the pilot of the Garuda plane tried to land despite 15 warning alarms and his co-pilot's calls to abort the attempt. It also finds the plane was traveling faster and descending more sharply than normal. The plane skidded across the Yogyakarta runway into a rice field and burst into flames. Peter Gibson of Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority says pulling out of a landing if you are having problems is one of the essential rules every pilot learns.
You must have a stabilised approach, and that means literally that the aircraft is configured for landing, that everything is proceeding smoothly, and if anything gives the pilot concern, training says go around, do it again.
The report also called the airport's emergency plan less than effective and said delays in putting out the fire may have contributed to the death toll. Transport officials say the report is designed to help prevent future accidents. But Danang Parikesit of the Indonesian Transportation Society says it should have made detailed recommendations on how to improve elements such as communications and emergency response.
The report has not addressed specific intervention or specific measures that needs to be carried out by those three, I think, most responsible organizations in the airline safety. First is the government, second is the airport authority, and the third is the airline companies.
The pilot and co-pilot survived the crash and remain suspended from duty. The government says by law the report may not be used as part of any possible criminal case against the men. The accident was the second major air crash in Indonesia this year. On New Year's Day, an Atom Air jetliner plunged into the sea off the island of Sulawesi, killing everyone aboard. The United States has declared that Indonesia does not comply with international air safety standards. In June, the European Union banned all Indonesian airlines from its airspace. Trish Anderton for VOA News, Jakarta.